good morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, whenever you're listening to this. I hope you are all feeling well in these strange times. I haven't been feeling that great, to be honest, in the last weeks, and don't want to go into too much detail here, but it's been kind of an up and down, and yeah, but all the more I'm happy to have a growing fellowship. Here we are again, only 4 weeks after my last milestone. I've reached 400 followers already, and I want to say a warm welcome to all the new ones, and that I'm happy you're still around at the old ones. I'm here to say thank you to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for upvoting, and very special thank you for commenting. I love to read your comments, and they motivate me, and they make all this posting such a rewarding experience. So I'm sorry if I'm going a little overboard on the importance of feedback for creators. Probably I'm very much preaching to the choir here, because if you listen to this, you're probably one of those who comment already, or maybe you're one of those who also create. But please know how much this is appreciated by me, and big hugs and kisses to you all. Also, very special thanks for those who filled my scripts, but I will go into more detail on that later. Yeah, if you're new to my regular follower ramble, it's strange to say it's regular, it's the third. Okay, but I like to take these milestones as opportunities to reflect upon my latest creations, and also give a little peek into my work in progress and what's to come next. So, looking back, I think the most remarkable was the cousin surprise. It's, in case you haven't heard it, it's a very, very giggly, gentle femdom audio, and it very quickly became my most popular audio during the last weeks, and it's special because it's my first collaboration I've ever done with another audio creator, and I made this together with the amazing Illusions Color, and it was also my first live recording. So I'm eternally grateful for Alu for taking my V card. I was so nervous, but she made me feel safe, and she made this a great experience. And yeah, that was so cool. Like, scheduling was very difficult because we are both busy women, and there was a time gap and so on. But yeah, I'd love to do this again. Next audio I did was titled Books as an Aphrodisiac, and it's a script fill by a script by Dante Creates, who's one of my favorite writers, and it's about a tiny horny witch who lures a man into her bookshop for some enthusiastic fucking, and I loved the script right away. Also, I tried out a new sexy sound effect on this audio. I don't know if you noticed. And, well, I had one of my crazy loud orgasms while trying to read real poetry. And that was so much fun recording this one. Also, I did another script fill titled Trap My Shy Boy Against a Wall. This was written by Your Name Made Me Smiley, and yeah, unlike the gentle femdom I've done before, this is a little more mischievous, and I liked that. I saw the script, and I knew I would enjoy recording this. Also, I made two versions, one where you hear me in your left ear, and one where you hear me in your right ear. which is, by the way, technically very simple if it's the whole recording in one ear, and it gets complicated when you switch. But anyway, I did that to make the listening experience more immersive, because in this story, the listener lies, well, the male character lies on his side, and the woman is sneaking up on him and reaching around to give him a handjob. So I thought if you, I don't know if she would use her left hand, then she would speak into your left ear and vice versa. And also, I was curious how many clicks the two versions would get. It's kind of a little social experiment here. And, well, the last time I checked, the left ear version had about 800 clicks on SoundGasm, whereas the right ear version had 1,700. And that surprised me, because it's not the ratio of right to left-handed people, which is 9-on-1. Yes, I actually Googled that. And, well, but I think it's possible people rank with their weak hand. I mean, it's not that complicated. So, what else have I done? I answered a huge questionnaire, the 60 questions from Sunsets. And yeah, I'm sorry for doing that while I was sick and my voice didn't sound that great, but I was, yeah, I don't know, I was feeling miserable, and I thought it would cheer me up to record something and spill some irrelevant and intimate information about myself. So yeah, that's what I did. Another very creative audio I made was the listener's tribute. This is very special. It has 14 short sequences. Yes, the table of content is already the first one. I think no one got this. Yeah, probably 2 meter. And I made them guessing what specific listeners would want to hear. And that was so much fun that I think I would make a sequel someday. Also, I gave myself the challenge to record it all in a row and switch from one role into the next. And I think that worked well, because it's my own writing and it's always easier with my own writing. And yeah, and I'm happy with the result. I think it gives an overview of my range and of different types and roles that I do. Yeah, I think that's it from the audio side. I also did some script writing. First, I wrote the script for the cousin surprise. Because, honestly, because I was nervous and I knew it would give me a feeling of safety to record my own writing instead of someone else's. And yeah, it was fun. It was my first collaboration script, and thankfully Illusions liked it very much, so we could do this together. And then right away I wrote another collaboration script which hasn't been recorded yet, and this one is titled The Ultimate Oral Treat. And I wrote it in 2 versions. It's a threesome and it's gay. So yeah, I don't know if this is so much interesting. One more I need to mention, which I posted only recently. It's a small erotic poem. I'm not sure if you can call it a poem if it doesn't rhyme, but it's an erotic reading script, and it's titled Your Darkness Completes Me. And I often feel insecure about the stuff I write, because yeah, you know, I'm not a native speaker, and I don't know, I just don't know if it's good. But this time I decided to, I just put it out there and I see what happens. And what happened surprised me big time, because there was such a reaction to it. People liked it, and it already has 4 script fills, and it's been online, I think, for 3 or 4 days. So this is really, really surprising to me. Thank you so much for those. There were 2 female voices, Stable After Dark and Do I Wake or Sleep, who recorded versions of this, and also 2 male voices, Papaya Solo, who did it with music, like, wow, and Priest of Aphrodite. I'm so sorry. I always want to pronounce it in French, to be honest. Aphrodite. It's beautiful. So, okay, let's just say Priest. Priest, my friend, surprised me, really, by going for a submissive reading, but yay, I loved it. And also another one of my script has gotten its second fill, and this is Bathroom Buttfuck M4F version. And big thanks to Texan Guy for filling the script. Like, seriously, you two, Priest and Tex, are going to get me fired one day, because I so much rather listen to your stuff than focus on my job. Oh, I hold you responsible. Or not. Also, what else? I reorganized my audio and script archives. Now I have one for all my sexy audios in one place, and I have the fluffy corner for the safe for work and ramble stuff like this. And also I have an LGBTQ corner where you can find all the gayness. And then I have another one for all my scripts, and I'm not sure if I will keep it like that, but it feels better organized than it has been before. So, yeah, I hope. Good, moving on to what's to come next. Definitely more collaborations. I'm involved in several projects, and it's very, very exciting, but they take time. And yeah. I'm just discovering this working together with other audio creators, and it's really cool. Also, this time I vow to make more content for my female listeners, cis and trans. I intend to flip some scripts, maybe make 2 versions of audios, like Beast Blinds does, which is really, really cool. Of course, it's more work, but it's worth it, and I really intend to do that more. I also have an experimental audio project in the making, which is very special to me, because it's a collaboration with a writer this time. Also, first time collaborating on a script. And it's someone who usually doesn't write audio scripts, but kindly agreed to write one together with me. And also, it's gonna be a special audio because it's a different style. And it's gonna be a special audio because, it's probably going to be my most extreme submissive audio role I've ever done. And I'm sure it's not for everyone, but it's something I want to try out. So what else? I love to take part in a podcast, and if I have the opportunity, that's something I'd like to do. Also, I want to make more comfort audios. I'm thinking about aftercare and encouragement. There's so much. when do I find the time to do all of this? Oh my god. I think in general it's probably going to be a bit more experimental, maybe a bit more dark. I don't know, it's winter's coming. And it's mental health month. So yeah, you'll probably get a bit of a different side of me. I don't know. Usually I record only when I'm feeling well. And of course, when I have the opportunity to do it undisturbed, so that both those things have to come together. And yeah, it's difficult. And I don't know, I think I try out what I can make when I'm feeling not that great. It's, yeah, just to try it. But don't worry, I will also keep the playful, gentle femdom coming. I think many of you like so much, when happy Ava's around. Also, I plan on getting more involved in the audio community, because the exchange with other writers and voice actors and listeners is so inspiring and fun and motivating and means really a lot to me. So I think that's about the preview. Of course, I plan on making a naughty treat at this occasion. I did the listener's tribute, but still 400 followers is special. I don't know if you haven't been around yet. I have this one audio, and every time I reach a milestone, I add it to it, and so far it's called A Little Spanking, A Little Sucking. And I think after all the getting spanked and sucking cock, it's about time I come. I think about making this new part as a spin-off, F for All version. I don't quite know yet. I wanted to do it together with this Ramble, but I definitely can't do it right now. So I will make it as soon as I can. And yeah, then I will link it and and of course post it. So hopefully soon. You've made it till the end of this rambling. Thank you for listening to me. I hope you are well wherever you are. And yeah, see you around.